taking the food upon the seat of an interrogation report of the government. Não, não. Através do símbolo da sua alma, e polinal da sua célula deixa. Because if they had a problem, just a little bit, they kept that to the conversation. See, in the Canada, I don't know why. Because I just said to them, once I said, what is why? Even from that perspective, even if they're going to talk about it, they say that they're now managing it. They just want to talk. That's another one. And remember, I also met this thing. Do you mind the name of the person?
Maggie. Nordia.
What's the position of the
Nordia is the senior researcher.
She's senior researcher. Yes, our senior researcher also met this thing together. To come and manage the work of life. For me, it was just to express my own opinion because I didn't work with them that much, but it is my decision. Because from day one when I came to the community, everything has been called for. And whenever you request them, you need this demonstration. Within the you never end up in the point. Give them the way to do it. And that's the view that then I express. But at the same time, I think the members can also make comments on the two right now. And also, if there's anything that members also want to contribute to what enhances the work that they do. Before I moved into the business, I thought that we had to I had to bring those mental issues back and not want to get the comments from you.
I think on a question of an ability of the report. I would suggest that we take the matter with the chief whip and deputy chief whip. You know, just to try to take another trip.
I think also on the issue of the report, I agree with you 100%. We get criticized in the public and in the media as being a lame parliament, and as a parliament that's not doing its work, etc. And it's these kinds of things that happen that create that impression or enhance that impression. And I don't think we want to leave it here. We know that they are looking at resourcing parliament better. They talk about legal advisors, committees, etc. So the biggest problem, I think, currently is the committee section. It's not the researchers, it's not necessarily even the legal advisors, it's the committee section. And before that's not addressed properly, we don't have problems in all committees of parliament and in parliament's work in general. And I think, you know, while we might want to talk to the deputy speaker of the chief, I think it's something that should be brought under the attention of the speaker as well. And then as far as the research is concerned, I agree with you. I think we're lucky, and maybe it's the security cluster that is lucky, because in place in security we have the same situation, but that the quality of research that we receive are always on time, it's good, and everything. But I think one thing that I personally would benefit from, and that I think the research unit not necessarily take responsibility for compiling themselves, but maybe make use of the government resources that are available, or even of the parliamentary library, is a daily news briefing on defence. We read as much newspapers as we can, but we don't necessarily see all the newspapers. We can have a compilation, even if they combine it, that you have for the security cluster, you have a daily news briefing that alerts you about the news articles in the different newspapers. And this is something that DCIS can also assist with. That would be something I think that all of us can benefit from, because it will alert us about articles about the issues in the media. It will assist us in drafting questions to the ministry. It will assist us in making statements in the House. And it is necessary for us to read it in order to be on top of the subject. So that is something that I believe that one really needs to look at. I know the HSRC's library section also has a service, the Information Officer Service, where they compile things like this. And it doesn't only include daily newspapers, but it also includes the the scientific research that is done, and articles that are published in scientific journals on the subject. And really, I think that is something that we can benefit from. That would be a suggestion of ours.
Thank you. I don't want to repeat what has been said. I just think as far as the tabling of the report are concerned, the fact that it was tabled late did detract from the very fact that we tried to be preemptive. We wanted to be seen, to go and be hands-on and find, and just be there. And the question in my mind is, who gave the instruction for the dilemma? It had to come from someone. And it'll be fine. We go to the chair of chairs, we go to the chief whip or the deputy chief whip, and we, but we want to know who gave that instruction. And I think that would be the important thing. The whole matter regarding the researchers, I would really like to add my voice. I think we are exceptionally lucky. And what is important is that we retain our research. And what Anneli said is very important. I read last night on the plane, and a lot of our members probably read it as well, about this barricade of these young people in Pretoria that had the big party, and liquor was brought in, and girlfriends and boyfriends and goodness knows what. I mean, it is an indication of a total lack of discipline. And the question is, what must we do something about it? What can we do? But is that a reflection of what is going on in our defense force? Because it indicates that something drastically is wrong. But if we can be kept up to speed as far as things like that, the bigger issues, the smaller issues, and then we can assess where we can fit into the picture. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I think I've covered. All I want you to know is we talk about a committee that has left on the matter, and I'm not sure what the committee we are referring to. And you would think that if it is some other committee, it's a question of administration. And what are the functions of this committee so far as administration is concerned?
it is a committee section where these reports are processed. We adopt them, we send it to them, so that we must actually make it.
No, the committee section is mainly administration.
Yeah, it's administration, very.
And then have we then appealed to, have we informed the inspection about this problem, and what do they say, and why are they not here to account?
They have responded indirectly, so they should have responded
in writing, or
why they delay. But instead they push the report, so that they must be ATC. So they do not appear on the ATC excess one. But as members are then saying, I think what is the truth is that we need to take the matter of the and the students, and the students, as members of the school. So I think we're taking on that.
Okay, this is just to answer on the media report. We do. We do receive daily, briefs. So if Deacon Medical is in 90, and in 90 can be specific to all members. So we'll look through it and see if it's useful to members every day and then just forward it. So it's actually a very easy thing to do.
Yeah.
Can maybe ask Adam or not maybe
or think that that maybe we could also look at the time frame. Because of sometimes people continue and say that the report is delayed. A delay may mean 2 hours, maybe 2 days, maybe 3 months, and so on. Probably maybe we could have said that once an activity has happened, we should say that within this time of time, this we should be having maybe a preliminary report on that, and we should be giving them examples that we waited for this report for this and we waited for this time. These reports are not coming through. We don't know what the president is saying. So we don't know anything. Things are not present to us as well as IT media that we have to do.
You know, I think we've taken this point. If you can bring another into it, because this is the table of the I don't think that they have to whereby the problem is excellent. Now, if they are not interested, then it then says every other thing can happen. And at the end of the day, Parliament does not account to then say, we have to this because when if you don't want to promise, it's Parliament that recommends, adopt the recommendations and say, so that the department must then inform. The department should inform their own department to then do an attempt on what the committee said must happen. Now, if the reports are being implemented, as it were, then there's something that must happen. I will show you an example. One of the reports is the one that we kicked out. It was the budget vote report, which was delayed. Now we State of the Nation and on the 20th, once again we're getting into the very same cycle. It's only last week that it's been given. Okay, the first that was not the first. So, this is because there were recommendations that were made, so that they must begin to influence what the strategy plan of the department was there to see those recommendations that were based on the committee, because they say you have to act on 1, 2, 3 for a time. But if it is not there, I just wanted to write all the points that I have taken care of and from my side I think we should have to do a picture of the last brings me to another issue. I think you also picked it after the one that you spoke about. There are many things that happen to me. So many. You recall that there was a
So many things on a given Saturday there was that marvelous activity that took place, a commemoration of the fallen soldiers. But if one observing on the big screen, I couldn't find the official partner of the minister. But when listening and to a wider commemoration, it reflected and related to every South African who fought all forms of food, not just from Kapla, ANK, to our professional. It's a matter of fact, but we knew
nothing.
It's identical to the very same one that took place last year, where we were then told that it was spearheaded by the Department of Arts and Culture. Yes, I think Mr. Well, I asked him to say he was part of a big event of anyway, the police. He then suggests that something is not dealing with the department in the coordination of all these various activities from the various sectors within the department. And they're not properly communicated so that they can also be communicated to us. I'm saying this because we keep on receiving invitations from the various sectors of the department, not from one sector, just from that particular sector. But you find that there is no proper coordination. Every event is just happening locally. So I'm saying it's guided. But I give them from the office. The request is that they must provide us with this report and also tell us more about how these decisions have been communicated and coordinated. Rather than we as members of parliament taken by surprise in an activity on Tuesday, we want to just give you a net and we want to use to come across the I mean, you tend to be so embarrassed because your grandchild is simply saying, are you aware of that? Tell me more about that event. I'm talking about another incident. Once again, it was the skirmishes that happened in the war. There is no direct need to say, this is what is happening. This is how I can. I'm saying this simple thing that happened, but we as a community, very beautiful, in community. We themselves, you know, the fact, we have to decide in functionality what would be our way forward in beginning to address this situation. Yes, I did communicate with the government to them say, particularly, I would like to provide us with a Russian report. And we agreed that the Russian report must be shared with the owner before we come up with a date. But we did indicate that we need that for everything, because that was a decision that we could have taken on the board of the house. There are other contracts that we wanted to be able to agree, so that we put that in the program, our program, so that we invite them to come and take them. So I'm then saying, members, can members go for a few minutes to check on the particular aspect of all these particular activities that you do? And we end up not very good because it's very clear that there are still some very good things. Okay, let me start with that.
Based on quality coming
think that is going to be next. I don't know whether it's going to be the last one. But even, of course, the question of the term would be the action. That is a problem. Because at the end of the day,
going there, you could also try and say that the rules of policy that are being applied for on all these other issues. So more incidentally, what we're working with. I'm trying to imagine when we debate the budget, we'll be thinking about the things that the public knows better than ourselves, and who is deciding to tell them about those things and no illusion about it.
No, I was not told that it was too long.
Okay. So can I also maybe make a suggestion that we actually not, I mean, come to it, so that maybe the two chairpersons and the management committee or something just work through with the level that they've given us. And mark certain things that we know we want to be part of beforehand. And I mean, even though it's not supposed to come from our side, but in order to get them into a rhythm where they actually think of the committee when they arrange these things, then write to them and say, on these issues, we want to be part of it. We want to be there, we want to send delegates, whatever the case may be. That would be a suggestion that I would make. I mean, that's a good look at that.
Before then we get into the sports and the news, I would like a maybe to talk to the program and the amendment that are going to be taken. And then also we have in the
shoulders, because the reason why we wanted to be in the first place, we were pushing that immediately even before they come up with a strategic plan for the year. Because we identify some problems with the department. I think we also picked that in the happening of the course came up very soon. So then say there is something wrong with it. But then the idea of the workshop was to then say let me see the department and hear from them what commitment are they then making to then say they are going to address this problem. Because the an ongoing program, I started where I was in a way as detailed as a responder came from one government, which was very close to my the question of quantifying the cost is not going to be something that can be yet. Meaning then that they have been committed before that, even next year. That's why it's at our workshop. Because it's a question of changing that kind of mentality.
No.
And commit themselves to then say, we are here to come and work, we're here to correct the wrongness. Because it cannot be something that's going to go on for a period of 5 years and not correcting the problem. Year in and year out, you receive. The worst part. You are told by the auditors that these are the key flaws that must be addressed. And you find that there is no commitment to begin to then say, we are going to. The worst part is that this time around, instead of improving, they didn't. It became so worse. Now, for the community, as I said earlier, it reflects on us. To then say, we are not doing our oversight and content to begin to work as a result of this. It is a us because we are not taking head on and then saying, but why? One member was also complaining about the performance of the different sectors. Because all this reflects on you at the end of the day. Because you cannot be a manager over a period of time. Time and again, you keep on coming up with what is the problem. So that's then I'm then saying, we wanted that kind of a workshop, but because we, when I requested, I think it is like, it's me, but I thought, just when you came up to them saying, people are not going to be 50% up. And one question that he then say, I don't understand your motivation. We as preventive officers, we were looking into an issue where members are going to be in a workshop with the department when they are dealing with their strategy plan and whether it is the right approach to take the operation of power to allow them to do that. But he raised that issue in a debated manner, not to then say he is convinced of what he has said on them. Say to say that he was still going to middle school. I then said, no, that is not the issue. The issue is about the annual report, that is why we wanted to be with you. Mm. It was not about that. Because after all said and done, even that strategic plan of the department is informed by what is arising from the previous annual report that was given and issues that were raised and how they're going to address it. And what amount are they going to do, depending on what they are proposing to do, and that is going to talk directly to the bank. So
my argument was then that, that I couldn't find sense from the argument that I made before. Because for the past 18 years, we didn't engage with the department, he didn't change anything. But having said that, then, it was delayed up until then we couldn't simply have a meeting. That's our full time. That's why the new day, we're trying to find the new day. I want us to discuss members to them say, for me, after the test, it's not going to happen. That's my own opinion. We can't assist as much because this that is still information as well. Then I even go to the second week to sponsor. Then we have your Trevor coming in to the budget. Then meeting with the department. Once again, the social of them coming after the budget and coming to the plan. For me, only two years ago. Because they should come up with such support and support of the budget. So that's why it keeps on them saying that this issue of amending the money bill. For me, it keeps on coming back whenever I think about the process. Because time and again, the Court of Parliament has said that we have to go through all these processes. The chamber tables, then we're coming to the talk of the department about their strategy, what they are going to do with what they have given. They are not telling us what they proposed before they were given the budget, so that they can budget. That is, for me, I see something very cockeyed. But I'm then saying, despite that, we have to have this workshop immediately after the meeting. We can tie it up immediately after the budget board. Let's find a thing to be able to meet the department. We can deal with the study request and the issues that are contained in the annual report and the issues that are also raised in our report that are going to take into account. That is my proposal, members. I don't know. I'd want to hear your because I would really love that if we have it not there. Because then it will be deflated. I think by then we have deflated in the budget in the house. So if we can have it earlier, so that when we debate, on issues and what we have recommended in the budget.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
For my part, that's, I go along with you in your suggestions.
Yeah.
I don't need to
justify
it.
Yeah. No, that is. You will then find it in the report and so that you can do it. On that level, it's not the only meeting that we were to have with the different department. I also delivered a phone to the minister. Where I intimated to him that the community would appreciate if he could also come and brief the committee on issues that I did not raise. Now, having said that, what did you want? Yes, we have names. And all of them, they become a tribe. Some of the issues are the issues that we keep on bringing. Also are informed by our recommendations. So those are some of the issues that we should be discussing. Because I'm not sure whether we first meet with the minister or we call the commission to come in. Because for me, I'm not sure whether we call the commission because that's the immediate one because the minister has already made a comment on it. we can have that if we then agree, possibly, in a closed meeting. So that before we come to an open meeting, we sit down with the minister and raise these issues if we have some information, we'll trade those before we have a meeting. So I would want to propose that let's take that as an item that can be connected. I'm not sure also, I was thinking about the deployment.
Chair, I thought that's a very important point that we really must discuss with the minister. It's our deployment outside our borders. Because it's worth seeing that the financing of those deployments is putting a drain on our budget. And if, when we go through the annual report and we see everywhere where mention is made that because of lack of funds, our infrastructure is busy collapsing within the defense force. Now why? Is that because of our commitments outside the borders? Why isn't this whole funding and commitments being made then being funded out of a separate sort of a budget which doesn't impact negatively on our defense force budget? I think that is essential that we discuss with the minister.
For my part, Mr. Chair, I think I've received a different response. The question of the stability of the continent should not rely or depend on one country. And I think that to a large extent, there's too much dependence on South Africa. I don't think that it is militarily and politically. I don't think so. I think, in fact, it also creates its own political problem where we have seen a big brother. And, you know, instead of even, realizing the unification, the unity of the continent, in fact, it just divided from over this kind of issue. I've always said that if the Kingdom of Self has got 10 soldiers, let it contribute those soldiers to the unification of the AU. I think that the policy itself should be creatively revised. Yes, temporarily the efforts could have been done while we are getting our act together. But I think we cannot go on like this. This country is going to collapse. Mm-hmm. In the United States of America, we can never do what we are trying to do for the whole continent. Everybody must come out. My soldiers are fine. That's what we can contribute to. We let them come out. But at the end of the day, they will have to play the kind of peace mission or army we want for the stability of the continent.
That's
that.
Thank you a lot. Because he was then indicating that it could then take place between the 8th and the 20th. If it's too cold, they can find it. So to put it then, my question to the debate.
Contribution. So that No, not only lion, but that contributes a lion share in other countries of owning the Amazon. Every country must have expectations calculated around this country. Because it becomes a thing to everyone from our country. So the effect of that may be also ask if you can get a kind of information as to what contributions are in the that then also comes that when we have this meeting, we have to schedule one other meeting just to discuss conversation about the school, to discuss this particular information. Now, there's another issue that has been hanging on for some time, and which I think members are quite familiar now. Now that the paper is arriving, here I'm talking about an issue that has been raised, the representation raised by the KMC, particularly that relates to the ministry for the military contact. So it's been the fact that. And you see some letters that are on my desk from the various units of veterans all over the country wanting meetings about speculated on the meeting with veterans. I would see how we because this is my view that it's a joke and it's not that some government from in fact of production. Now I think they are talking the letters followed immediately to this there was this pronouncement that was in the media about this one has to be taken and hear what happened. What I see there are so many they're not talking in one voice.
Yeah.
Every unit wants to be heard. Ah, I'm talking about the unit. It's talking about the MK, the APLA, and the one that we did able to have exactly, you have a dance one. So I'm just saying, these are the two things that they're suggesting. Now, I'm not quite certain what is the best approach. Because I would want your wisdom in responding to their letter. Same to say that we have acknowledged the yes? But they are wanting to try to communicate as separate units. Now, what I give up my observation is that they are not united.
Mm-hmm.
The best would be for them to be united so that they can take it out. So, for me, I was not quite sure whether, but still, quite sort of surprised because they wrote in the English one.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe that they were coming.
Yeah.
Then they said, yes, if you are Christian.
Yeah.
So that you then arrange a meeting for them all to come. But the process, one has to begin to follow that on the department. The process is, because the last time I spoke to the destination, it was when it was sent that it was under his whereby they were listening, but it's not yet. why they have the same. So I'm then saying, it's important to be able to hear from the department as to how are they intending to do this. It is going to be described and it's going to be set at how it is. I think it could also be one of the issues that we can take care of. Do not have it. Why don't you have that?
Yeah, Chair, if I can just maybe add, because of course the veterans, these different groupings are very much interested in the development. The question in my mind is that if we listen to them, we give them the opportunity to come here, what exactly can we do? Because if you look at the recommendations, it's not only concerned the Department of Defense. It has its pension, which is Department of Finance. It's housing, the Department of Housing. It's transport, because of the fact that they want to make use of public transport. So it is really a multidisciplinary sort of approach. And my immediate reaction is, before we do not hear from, if, I don't know, maybe the presidency, how they want to structure the Department of Veterans, because that was the instruction they received. Shouldn't we, you know, I don't want to cast the cart before the horses. Shouldn't we first find out exactly what the structure is going to look like? When is it going to be implemented? Probably only in 2009. But the other thing which is important, and of course it concerns health also, because, so what are the priorities of this stuff? Because we will have to identify where the most pressing needs are, so that we, in the meantime, until this new ministry is established, how we can assist. But it's obvious to me that strictly from defense, our assistance is going to be very limited. And I want us to become involved in another talk shop and where expectations are raised, and in the end we say, well, you know, just wait until after the election next year, and then you will be accommodated. You know, we mustn't raise expectations unnecessarily. Where we can do, let's do it.
A valid point around the question. I wonder whether we should, whether we shouldn't get the briefing from the ministry first and then see whether there's actually a gap for us to hear these people, and then you can determine the agenda as well in terms of to go back to them and say, you go back to them now, since I've received the letters and we'll get in contact with you. But after we've heard from the ministry, then it would be clear for us what role we can play as well. And then to listen to them, but within a certain agenda, which will become clearer to us once we've had a briefing about the ministry as well, I think. I don't know. I'm also worried that we just, we must be very careful. This is an issue that comes so long.
Yeah.
For such a long period of time, we must be so careful that we don't disappoint people yet again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That it's just to be disappointed.
And also avoiding to be seen to be coming up with this issue and treat it as sort of a political occasion.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's an issue that was in the way by meeting that they are pushing the issue of the budget. Because there is more of a statement that it is important that they are really as well as not just think. I'm saying this to all of us, irrespective of who we because in essence, we end up in all of our countries. Yes. So they are not. And if you don't accept it, even if you belong to the commission, this is not what it is. It's wrong because when we look at it, there is a correct reason of issue. That cannot be used for it. Reason of issue. Having said that, members, I think I think we just have to get into the annual report. We have the annual report. The annual report does not just jump to shoot. Even the circulated members did make some political amendments, particularly Dr. Suarez. She did come up and make some amendments. It was quite comfortable for the property. So, I then believe that members also did two issues that I want to see. And I want us to show them. Members of the NCACC. Keep on coming back and keep on coming. It is in a way haunting because to hear from the meetings that one attended this week, because they report, they know this. They were here. And we did try to arrange a meeting and they didn't think that there would be time to make a decision. But having said that, no report with time from the professor. Now, I do believe that we have to take something. But I would want members to be our work here, and some members to probably engage with this one to get the sense of take the topic for having everything for this to be because they're very important to the business. How do you then look into this matter beyond what we have made?
Okay, you are well aware of the letter that was written to the speaker. Now, the fact is that the NCACC quite likely, as said in this report, must report to Parliament, not to the Department of Defense.
Yes.
And the NCACC has not complied, not last year, not the previous year, for many years, and all those times were listed. When the NCACC didn't comply with the NCCAC Act, hasn't been complied. Now, the whole purpose of the letter that was written in was to say that we as a committee, we have been trying to solicit this support. We've been unsuccessful. But because the Act compels a report to be submitted to Parliament. Now it is within the realm of the office bearers of Parliament, that's the Speaker, to take action and say, but you have failed. And Parliament, as the supreme lawmaker of this country, cannot be seen to be breaking its own law. So it's not only a reflection on this committee, which is an extension of Parliament, but it is a reflection on Parliament. And I also, Mr. Deutsch asked for a copy of the letter. I forwarded a copy to him as well. Now, up to this very moment, I have not received an acknowledgement. I know Mr. Deutsch told me he has received it, but there's no official acknowledgement. And you see, Chair, in a sense, we as a committee must exonerate ourselves. Because sooner or later, someone is going to point fingers at us and say, but what did you do? And I think what we've done now is a sort of a last resort. We said, we tried, now you try. And I don't know what the kind of response is and how we're going to solicit a response if it's only going to be silent. And this is what really is concerning me at the moment. Thank you.
That's just, listen, I mean, this, it becomes very, 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 very difficult. It's the very organization and the very officers who are supposed to be assisting us when we get to this point are not cooperating with us. I mean, if the chairperson of the joint committee is not getting a response from either of these officers, then it becomes extremely difficult. What's your next option? Go into the house and put a statement in the house to say we haven't received the NCACC report and we have not received any assistance from the I mean, and that becomes ridiculous. I mean, and, you know, really, but what's next? I mean, it's a serious matter. We, you know, again, I mean, I'm raising this issue again, but, you know, we told the 2+4 of them. And we must act upon it. But, you know, we're just this because of our own nature, because this is an example. And now the people and the institutions above the two chairs that Mr. Sisters is not assisting us. It becomes very, very difficult. I mean, it really becomes difficult because you're now at a point where, what do you do? You, the two of you, ask for a meeting with the speaker. You go further than that. I don't know. I mean, it becomes extremely.
I'm not sure that. And that is. Your proposal is that I don't think it's going to be out of order. Maybe it's a bit of a but I don't think it's going to be out of order. No, but thank you, then. I thought then I had to bring that question up. There is also one other report. If you look at the last page, and the potential control so these are the two issues that we also do not do. And we have received some authorities which I have. But I did insist last year that we have received we have to manage and deal with each other. What we now condemn Shankerton to do is to say, if we don't come to based on our policies. I'm not sure whether it is as likely as we can tell us decide. I'm not sure. But what I'm not comfortable with, it could be me being too anxious. We haven't received a comment from members of the club. So then say, in the interim, we should comment on the report. And that would say that only one person has made comments on the report. I'm saying we can make a special appeal to members to then say, and we are going to write a very strong message to members. But when we meet, and I'm pushing for a question in the last day of the year, that will be the table to keep us before the meeting. I would also then request members, if there are any comments on the report, whether it was an amended version, to look into this amended version and say, look into that, and if members feel comfortable, I will take it that next week, if you don't receive any comments, the members are in agreement with us. I'm saying this because we don't have to push you for to get this. Because reports and recommendations are not available. A recommendation that kind of it's just like writing an expression. So we have to own up to function. That's why I'm dealing with the members too. Listen to them once again and for the last and come up with some recommendations. If there are any amendments. So that next week we come up with. If those are going to be incorporated, if those are going to come up with internal provisions on or before Friday, so that on Tuesday, by Monday, they are incorporated and come up with a final plan for adoption. That's what I'm saying. Are we, apart from my request, are we agreeing? We are not coming up for then second, one has not received as one that expected the comments from all members. They say that they only received comments from the comments. So I'm requesting that members of the social media, if there are any additional suggestions for missions or commissions, then submit the proposal so that by Monday, the committee secretary will go and table the report for adoption on. From our side, we are going to plead with the members and also prevail upon the experts to indicate that it is important. I'm sorry to have to say this. This has been strongly emphasized in our experts, but our members were honored and thank you. So that one is still coming. So I'm then giving an answer with the people who are getting the answer.
Can I just ask you a question, and you must rule me out of order because I didn't attend last week's meeting, but according to our agenda, we're actually dealing with two reports. One is our committee report, and one is the report on the defense budget. So the comments you want, will that be on both reports?
On both.
Yeah.
We
because, you know, with the committee report, yes, I put some key things there. I might as well omit some things because I said everything. So that's why I mean, I said to you, even in the past, because here in past, I said you cannot be the chapter to comment. The comments that I made are in those comments on behalf of the committee, not my comments. It's the committee that is really saying, so this is just the comments that I'm going to make. Like the president of any organization, he's informed by the executive committee what are the key issues that must be raised in particular to work as a committee. So I said to him, that is one thing that I not my purpose. I can, on behalf of the committee, to that. And why I would want a fixed member to come up with a key issue that must also be raised. I did talk about the creation of the point in my own comments because I know that there's also a question of the same issue that we can say to the so maybe. But also the question of the budget process is that staff. I did think that I'm not to such a way to do this going up to the national. And also the importance of the that it must be treated as one of the three companies. I don't say other companies on the system. But it must be approved that this is the one. Question of the capacitation of the company. Also talking to the I cannot understand because the companies are also facing the way we found. So those are the kind of comments I want to do. But then why are the central team or not being seen as allocated to the bank to be part of the committee when it's committee or conduct? Because the central should only be. Why are the during recess are not taken by parents to various other parents? Because this is the highest institution of the country, and the receptors that you should be having should be the ones that are actually uncutting. Why are we not creating that kind of a unit within quality that can be envied by any other person because of what they can do? I'm talking about the DVD. They're working, not just sitting before a computer and chat with the information. Why can't they simply go to those tablets that that particular unit have their own budget? Because we need them specifically for the committee. That's also for the committee. The committee session and what they produce in the 80s of fact should be one of the highest bodies. But we keep on failing to do this. The corporate world is defeating us first when it comes to it. Do we share the committee section that have they sent it exposed to other countries like Australia and see how the committee system is functioning? Canada, you name it. Time and again, if you are listening and hearing from the committee, they are always doing this sophisticated course. Specializing on the English course and what it is. And it ends. Well, can't you expect a committee section to know legislation from its inception, from the policy, so that when they are here, they are able also to engage, like the researchers to engage. They are also able to engage to then say this particular bill or this particular act. The principal act used to say, this is what I'm expecting from the policy section. To then say these are the three things, apart from civil scrutiny and individual, to work closely with. That's the kind of system. This is my way of thinking about all these things. To then say, this is how I'm saying this because you and I possibly won't be coming back. And there's a new crop that's going to come and a new chapter can come. Who is going to see that particular person? It's the researcher and the committee. To then say, yes, in the previous parliament, it ended here. So now we have to revise if there's any given revival of any bill that was supposed to be taken and take that particular committee as a chairperson through, then say this is an issue. Yes, I understand when you come there you are taking into those training courses that are I'm saying this because Canada can if you get into a conflict, I'm sorry to say to labor market. I was saying to the politicians, what fails you to provide all those members with a file of all the legislation, laws that of that part, a big file, and then say, you are the new member of this committee, there is your file with the legislation. Each Parliament has a
manager. Yeah.
It has a manager. But every time it again, a new member will have to run around to begin to learn and understand as to where this thing comes from. If that particular member is having that stuff, he does not have to go around and then say, by the way, where can I get this particular act? Where does the principal act and what is it? You have your own file. If you serve in the Vedas at ABS, you have the file that has all the terms that is the first legislation. So why can't we then begin to then say to Parliament, to look into it, so that when new members come in, you don't go to your office and choose them just because they are not going to Parliament. One part that you only choose is about your but when you go to the actual, like, no, you have to run around and then look for it. Why don't you take them to Parliament? So that a member has. So that in my office, if you talk about the land restitution, you talk about if I'm in land affairs, if you're talking like the one that we're talking about, the defense review, should be having the same thing. But if you come into this platform for something like myself, I'm saying this to one of the chairpersons. When I got in here, I had to talk to the chairperson to say, what other documents do you have? Yeah. Well, as the chairperson, I should be clear. These are your marks, because that didn't work. So I'm then saying, these are some of the key proposals that I will also remember to look at the context.
Thank you. Yeah, I think you're quite right. I do think that our researchers should be far more proactive, because we tend to be very reactive in our committee.
Yes.
Something's happened, now what must we do? And actually, there should be a checklist. Because, you know, some things that, because, you know, we're not all, some of us are very new on this committee. And some of us can't remember so well what happened 5 years ago. But we might be still be making recommendations that were actually made 5 or 10 years ago. And I think there should be a checklist that this is still outstanding. And our researchers must keep their fingers on and provide this committee and say, you know, from last year and the previous year, this hasn't been done. Because, you know, we don't only focus on the committees we serve on, we also have to focus on all sorts of other things. But I think our researchers, they and our committee secretary, they've got a very sort of narrow focus in this instance, it's the fence. And, for example, there are still provisions of the interim constitution.
Oh, yes.
Which are still in operation. And the Department of Defense, I know, because in my previous life I had to do it, had to draw up certain legislation to comply so that those provisions can be done away with. And the department hasn't done so, as far as I know. Now the question is, who must monitor that kind of situation? This was given to Justice and Constitutional Affairs. I don't know what is going on there. But it is also a reflection on the department. Why haven't they really started moving on that? And I think this is another challenge for our researchers to ascertain exactly in what extent, if Maybe they have complied, but if they are still, at this stage, if they still fail to comply in drawing up the necessary legislation. Because it's unacceptable. We've had a new constitution for 10, 12 years already. And there are still those provisions of the interim constitution. Quite unacceptable.
Okay, can you just request that can agree that it will be right to be considered to action. Any other issue, and in fact, you know, I end up when it gets the administration, I just get fired. Because time and again, you know, we've been having some
exactly the same way, because I mean, I think the institutional memory of this. Of the institution left tremendously. The mere fact that we meet with the Secretary of Defense today, and every single time that we meet with him, the generals, whoever, there are matters that they can't answer to at that point. But you never come to the next meeting with them addressing matters outstanding, because nobody keeps record of what we did receive and what we didn't receive. I mean, I can raise issues where we've adopted reports in the House that made certain recommendations with a time frame. Now, the moment you get to that point where Parliament has actually adopted that report, it then becomes a parliamentary instruction. And it still doesn't happen, because the institutional memory is non-existent. There's nobody taking responsibility for the decisions that Parliament takes, and to follow up to actually see that those decisions are instituted. And it can't be the committee alone, because the committee needs to carry on with its normal day-to-day work. Yes, we need to be made aware of it. Committee of Defense, these following decisions of you, of this committee, is still outstanding. And it lasts.
Because I was then asking him, did they then respond? Because I wanted that response. Because that response, once it goes to Parliament, you must be sent by Parliament now to the committee. Yes, and then they do that. Yes, that they've done. Rules. So that's why then I say that the simple we should have done. Remember, why do we then agree that adding now the question of the meeting? Why do you have to be important? Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes.
struggled to see it. You know.
Currently, Afrikaan is established in, currently it's run from Germany, but the USA has got three different command centers that focus on Africa. Now they want to establish one command center in Africa, and they've been talking to Africa about establishing it. This was actually brought up at the Pan-African Parliament meeting last year in October as well, where it was proposed that we refuse to have Afrikaan set in Africa, but they said more an administrative command center than operational, so there will be more civilian personnel. And SADC has already refused to have Afrikaan base in SADC, in the SADC region. So, but that is basically an introduction, but I will give you an overview where it comes from, what are the problems exactly.
It was ensured that only writing Pan-African Parliament that refers to something else that needs to be added to our report as well. Pan-African Parliament needs to discuss issues of defense nature, and we don't ever get any feedback on it, we don't ever get any alert that it's going to happen, etc. This is one example of it. And I mean, I think one needs to write that. With the establishment of Pan-African Parliament, you will remember when we had the whole debate about Pan-African Parliament, it was said when a topic is going to be discussed around this new thing, that members from the committee will be seen to participate in those debates. Now, I don't know of any member ever being taken out of the committee to go and participate on any issue of Pan-African Parliament other than your permanent delegates there. And we need to follow up on this, because, I mean, decisions were taken there that affect our committees and our departments. And I don't know how three people can debate on all the issues. That wasn't the idea in any case. The idea was that when there's a specific topic, specific issue that they will send delegates from the committees to go and participate. Also in the committees of the Pan-African Parliament.
I think it's Honorable Hajjaj. What is, I don't know how but she wasn't there at the last night meeting. She was at the Saturday meeting.
But we presume you briefed her.
It's conflict resolution, cooperation, it's a whole cluster, it's not only the same issue. But this specific issue on AFRICOM was emotion. So it wasn't something that was determined, a debate was determined to put it on, it's emotion of the speaker.
And
adopted. And adopted. But Liberia has already said no, they might want to have AFRICOM in Liberia. And Libya as well.
But we are the decision-makers. We are the students, but how could it be? Because we are the students in the voices of the leaders. You never want to talk about the poor. Mm-hmm. So then say, how are we reporting back to the national government? How do you report on the same class that is working for that? Then say, what are some the issue of your heart. And now we're talking about the big one, where Parliament now becomes an enemy. Because at the end of the day, soon somebody else decides on our behalf, and then say, "What? I mean, what is going to get to the question of how are we going to answer the Parliament? If certain things are happening somewhere else, because they suggest that there's another smaller level of Parliament somewhere else where decisions are being taken on our behalf, how are you going to?" No, I'm just saying that. No, let's take this. Let's one thing and let's have a question. And six lines. I'm challenged.
Yes.
We might have been there. So Parliament, like there was some Parliament of the Parliament. So what is our actual role?
And how does they say I think for the business and the efficiency and join the
No, this I remember when some of the issues had to be debated in our Parliament before.
Yeah.
But this is, I think, the poor business of a given parliament. I've debated in the House of that document and then communicated accordingly. So that whoever is going to debate them is coming up with a position that is not going to be a particular parliament with a particular group of countries.
So this is maybe with the assistance of the researchers, the committee secretary can just. They can maybe just have a look at the when we debated the issue in Parliament about the Pan African Parliament.
Yeah.
This issue that I said that the it was mentioned that if it's a topic specific or a government specific, defense, safety and security, a committee specific, that might be a better word. This issue will be debated. That members from that committee will be drawn in to participate in the debate in the Pan African Parliament. Maybe we can look at that section where it was said, where they said that Manta should be able to assist in that, and include it in our quest for better clarity on how the system works, how the process works. Because I mean, and it's obviously it's not only our committee that's affected by it; it's all the committees that are affected by it.
Now, I think, James, I can just add, and also get hold of the Hansard of the Pan African Parliament, and just see where they actually did speak about defence matters, and what the position was they took. So that when, you know, when we confront, whoever has to be confronted, that we come with facts.
Yeah.
I actually
read
the report for the last fact, and the section is included in that report. It is currently going through the process of being sent to for quality control and then sent to I think foreign relations to be adopted by the House. I'm not exactly sure the route that it will follow. So that piece that I write in the report I can actually go through.
Yeah.
So this is the motion and this is what
Thank you.